The country's gone yellow, hasn't it? I love this week in May when every other field is this electric yellow. It's so dazzlingly bright and you need your sunglasses on just to stare at it. Anyway, it's been an inspiration. I thought I'd get the easel out and have a go. And this is what I've been seeing. This bright, stunningly, startlingly Van Gogh yellow with the lovely turquoise green shadows underneath. And overhead, the hawthorn hedges are in blossom. So they've got sort of nice white flowers on. You'll see also the what they call the May trees, the horse chestnuts in blossom as well this month. And they've got either white startling flowers on or bright pink. And I don't know why they have different colours, but it really does make quite a difference to our big fields. And they're one of the big main trees of May, I think, along with the Copper Beech. But the fields of yellow, unbelievable. And that pungent aroma, I can almost smell it in my painting. It was lovely to put on this thick lemon yellow mixed with a little bit of white and then some hints of cadmium yellow as well. You don't often get to use such thick amounts of yellow in a painting, which is why Van Gogh adored the sunflowers and why I love our fields of yellow. Hope you like it.